Hi. Hello. Good morning, darling. it's a bit past morning now, but I am still recording this in bed. It's a little cold. It feels nice, but yeah, I hope you're doing well and getting through the week. This is like another little chat, huh? Between us, I guess. I hope you do like these audios that I send out. Sorry. Yeah, there. I've been sleeping pretty all right, but I guess it could be better, but oh well. Yeah. Wonder how you are doing. As for myself, kind of okay, but also kind of I don't know. Not the best either. I hope you liked my two recent model debuts, but I was kind of thinking, like, I don't know. It's not really something you would notice, I guess, but sometimes it feels like, what does it matter? What is even the point in doing these special things? Because, it doesn't really feel like I benefit from it too much. I haven't really like noticed any, particular increase in my viewership from it or whatever. Maybe for a couple streams, but once I go back to like doing something regular, it's like just back to how it was before. And even on like, I don't know, like Twitch, for example, I've been streaming for a while, and even over the course of 2 years, like things aren't that different. So I don't know. I don't think I'm really the best at playing these social media games, but it just had me thinking, like, because all these like model outfits and stuff, like they cost money and time and effort to do. Like, is it just for my own fun, for my own satisfaction? 'Cause I think honestly most VTubers could say something similar, actually. Just something I've noticed, amongst my peers and the industry as a whole, that this kind of stuff like never really makes that much of a difference. And really it's other things that too, other kind of random things. I don't know, some clips or some moments that viral, or just videos, whatever, getting in the algorithm, all this kind of stuff. Yeah, I don't mean to, be all like mentally ill here or whatever. I'm pretty, satisfied with where I'm at, I guess. Like, I'm doing, well. all things considered. It's just, yeah, you notice this stuff, and I guess it feels like it's a little maybe disappointing because, you know, you do try to, like, plan out these things, and then if it doesn't really work out like you hoped it would, then, you know, I think anyone would kind of feel that way. I know you probably like the model debuts and stuff because, you know, it's an exciting event for you, but, you know, also, does it really change anything? Or, you know, because you're still here anyways, right? So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not really reaching any kind of conclusion from this, just randomly thinking about this stuff. I don't really want to stop doing outfit or model debuts because, like, yeah, I do think that stuff is fun and I guess the kind of things you should be reaching for, but I guess I'm maybe a bit reevaluating, like, how important it is and how much it really matters, and that there's more you have to do if you want to stand out or make a difference. Yeah. But, well, thank you for being here, because at least I don't have to worry too much. And I can kind of do what I want. Yeah. And yeah, lately I've been wanting to play more retro games, because I like that stuff, and I think it's fun. And I've been thinking, you know, about stuff I could do. I had this idea. I'm sure you've seen on YouTube, like, people do game reviews, retrospectives, right? I watch, you know, those kinds of videos sometimes, and so I guess a way to kind of make use of all of, you know, the retro games and stuff that I want to play is maybe I could do some kind of, like, game review, or, like, you know, make a video about it, basically, about my experience playing the game, use footage for my streams, I guess. You know, do you think that would be interesting or fun? I would, like, make a whole new, like, script about it, so, like, right after I finish playing, like, I just, like, write a whole bunch of stuff about the experience. I think maybe it could be interesting, because you don't really see these kinds of videos, like, from a girl making them, right? Much less a girl zoomer. So I think that might be an interesting and new perspective that could make my videos unique and stuff. I know it would take time to do. I mean, I'd get someone else to do the editing for it. But yeah, well, as for the script, I guess I would do that myself. maybe take an extra day off once in a while whenever I have to work on that. Well, because, like, I don't imagine it would be, like, super often, only as often as I finish games. So whether it's, like, once a month or once every other month, putting something together. But Yeah, do you think that'd be cool? Perhaps. I don't know, but yeah, I'm just gonna keep trying, I guess. I try a lot of things, and whether they are successful or not is not quite clear. I think I do kind of fail a lot, but at least I'm trying, and I'm slowly getting better and figuring out what works. Yeah. But yeah, anyways, da-da-da-da. That's about it on that train of thought. I do have some possible exciting opportunities coming up, so I hope those will work out. Would let me do some cool streams. Yeah. And I've been trying to talk to people more recently, making friends and stuff, but it is hard. I do get a little overwhelmed by it sometimes, and I'm still not really the best at, how do you progress this? How do you move it forward? And I feel it myself, I'm busy, so it can be hard to get back to people right away, all of the time, or have sort of the mental space capacity to properly communicate with people. So yeah, just a little overwhelmed there, and a little bit of a struggle. Not that it's always, so bad, but I don't know. It's hard making deeper connections. And then, sometimes I worry it goes too much in the other way of I talk to someone or bother someone too much, or yap too much or whatever, and then they're the one not really responding super fast, or maybe it's even been a couple of days, and I'm like, oh man, did I say something bad? Did I kill the conversation? I don't know. And this is hard to get that started back up again. So well, yeah. Sorry, I don't mean to, it's okay. I'm just ranting right now. I think I'm getting a little bit better at it, but definitely kind of thing where I have to intentionally sit down and set aside some time and be like, okay, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna say here? Anyways, I think I have yapped enough for tonight. Gonna do my best today. Yeah, I got a bit more work to do, and I'm gonna prep for the stream later. Think it'll be pretty fun getting through some more game time. And I'm probably gonna have to order food again today, because I don't really want to cook, and cooking takes so long here. I do wonder if there's some better habits I could set up with this stuff, but I don't know. Honestly, I was even thinking of ordering food for myself, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, because those are the days that I want to stream for a long time. So, like, if I order food for myself, like, a bit earlier, like, I could eat earlier and even start stream at, like, I don't know, 6:30 p.m. Which I think would work out nicely, at least for myself. And well, it's just easy when you order food outright. Yeah. I don't know. I feel bad about doing stuff like that, though. But anyways, yeah, I hope you have a great rest of your day. Keep working hard, alright? You got this. Love you, and have a great rest of your week. I'll see you again soon. Whenever you want. Yeah, missing you. Hope you think about me too. Okay. Bye for now. Good luck. Yeah, I'm sure you got this. You are been doing pretty well so far. Okay, bye. Love you, love you. Bye.